Your online feature will begin in just a moment. First, a reminder that BBN is a listener-supported Christian radio and internet ministry. To support us, click donations at bbnradio.org. That's donations at bbnradio.org.
The pastor who ministered in only one church during his entire lifetime was the author of the musical selection you'll hear today on Musical Backgrounds. In 1758, a youthful minister took his place in the pulpit of the famed Baptist church on Little Wild Street in London. The young man had been assistant pastor there for 10 years. Under the tutorship of one of the empire's most renowned clergymen, he himself was showing promise of becoming a great preacher. But at 31, the young assistant felt a sense of meekness at filling the pulpit of his illustrious predecessor. Nevertheless, his instructor had insisted on the change, and the congregation accepted the recommendation. No one knew better than young Samuel Stennett that he had a high standard to uphold. His father was a great minister. His grandfather had been one of England's foremost ministers and hymn writers. Within 5 years after he took the pulpit at Little Wild Street, Reverend Samuel Stennett's reputation had spread across the empire. The University of Aberdeen conferred upon him the degree of Doctor of Divinity. Reformer Thomas Howard showered praise on his sermons. King George III was one of his most ardent admirers. Offers of even greater churches came, but the people at Little Wild Street would not let him leave. Nor did Samuel Stennett want to leave. He had served his apprenticeship there. He had preached his first sermon there. So Dr. Samuel Stennett remained at Little Wild Street for 37 years. When he died in 1795, he had never held another pulpit. Had Joseph Stennett lived, he would have been proud of his son Samuel, for it was he who had given him the training at Little Wild Street. It had been he who had recommended his son to fill the great pulpit, and it had been he who had stepped down that his son might fill his place. The elder minister would have been proud to see his son surpass even his grandfather as a hymn writer. 39 of Dr. Stennett's hymns were included in Dr. John Rippon's celebrated collection of 1789. Two of the number are still found in almost every hymnal in the Christian world. Hardly a man living today does not know the one that begins, "On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye." But today's hymn on Musical Backgrounds is generally regarded as Stennett's finest hymn poem. Majestic sweetness sits enthroned.
Thank you. information that was used in today's musical backgrounds came from the book A Hymn Is Born. It was written by Clint Bonner and published by Broadman Press. Musical Backgrounds is a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.
That concludes the online feature. By the way, BBN is on social media. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter.